the call is Iowa's Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes are 19-10 overall and finished with an 11-5 record in Big Ten play. In the Big Ten tournament, Iowa earned the number 3 seed and will face the Nebraska Northwestern winner at approximately 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. Coach, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Coach, if you can give some opening statements, then we'll open up the call to questions.
Well, I'll just congratulate Penn State on their championship, and I think everybody's looking forward to the tournament, and it should be a very exciting weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. At this time, we'll open up the call to questions.
If you have a question at this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jim Massey with the Columbus Dispatch.
I think I'm like a lot of people. I basically, when Jamie Prendy got hurt, I thought maybe, you know, things were going to go a different way than they did for you guys. What enabled you guys to just to kind of come together and close out the season the way you've done?
You know, our freshmen grew up a little bit. You know, at the beginning of the year, Sam Logic is pretty inexperienced, and by the time Jamie went down, you know, she gained some really valuable experience. I think that helped us. I think the addition of Melissa Dixon, getting her back, you know, we lost her in the game at Ohio State, the second Big Ten game of the year, and we thankfully got her back the same game that Jamie Prinney went down, so that was very fortunate. But I really have to give most of the credit to Camille Wallin. She has been just such a tremendous leader for us for 4 years, and as a senior, I think when Jamie went down, you know, she kind of shared that responsibility of leadership with Jamie on the court. And she, I think, as a senior, really wanted to make something of her senior year. And she has elevated her leadership. She's elevated her floor play immensely. And I'm very, very happy with the way that Camille's leading our team right now.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Morgan Johnson has emerged as one of your top performers this year. Talk about the importance that she brings to the team and how she's improved her game this year.
Hi, Morgan improved her game immensely. I think, you know, when you play our team, I think you prepare for Morgan. She's a dominant force inside. She has gotten stronger. She has gotten more physical over the last couple of years. She's very accurate. You know, producing points for us, but also blocking shots and rebounding for us. And she just improved her all-around game like that. So I just think she's playing with a lot more confidence. It's her junior year, and she's enjoying it. And she's playing a lot more confidently right now.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim Massey with the Columbus Dispatch.
What do you think of the league overall this year? Do you think it's gotten better? And could you see this like coming maybe 2 or 3 years ago?
I think it's gotten a lot better. You know, you used to always have a couple of games where you thought, well, those are W's. There is nobody in this conference that anybody would say that about today. And so I think that speaks volumes about our conference. You know, to have 5 people tied for second place, that, I think, speaks volumes about our conference. It's not like we're very top-heavy with one extremely great school. And everybody else is not very good. We have a conference that's very balanced, and I think it will result in us getting more NCAA tournament teams in.
Do you like you obviously must like it better this way than maybe I think Bobby Kelsey was talking about Stanford dominating the Pac-10 or 12 for like a decade. Does it even help recruiting to have it this way?
I'm not sure if it helps recruiting, but it certainly helps all of us get better, because if you're challenged every single week, 2 times a week, you're much better than if you just have to prepare for 1 or 2 of those contests a month. There's no doubt that you have to be on your A game all the time, and that helps you get better.
Your next question comes from the line of Ken Hamilton with Lincoln Journal Star.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Wanted to find out what kind of things did your team change, or did you change in coaching when Prinny went out?
Oh, absolutely nothing. We haven't changed anything at all. We're still the same Iowa team. We play the same way. You know, we just have one less player that we can count on, but otherwise we're the same team.
Does that surprise you as a coach that you can just plug it in and make it work?
You know, we've always tried to base our system on not having a star in our system, but instead having a balanced team and have everybody being a part of that, being a part of the balance. And in our last game, we had four people in double figures. You know, that's the type of team that I like to coach. And so, you know, hopefully it's not. But at the same time, we all know, you know, what Jamie provided for our team. And, you know, certainly a blow to our team when she went down. But I admire the way that our team has just resiliency in facing that.
Your next question comes from the line of Chris Solari with the Lansing State Journal.
Morning, Lisa. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
The past few years you've gone to Indianapolis, obviously with one of the younger teams in the league. Now these girls are veterans and experienced. Can you talk a little bit about what that experience the past few years has meant to them heading into this tournament setting?
Well, I don't know. I've got two freshmen starting for me right now, so I don't know that we're really a veteran school. But we have been young in the past. There's no doubt about that. We do have two seniors on our team that start, and we've been able to use the experience of the past a lot through situations this year. For example, 2 years ago, we were 1-6 in the Big Ten and finished tied for third in the conference that year and made it to the championship game of the Big Ten tournament. Certainly, those players remember that experience and can draw on it. We've drawn on those historic examples all year, and so I think we'll go into this tournament drawing on it. But we also know we're relying on two freshmen in our starting lineup, and so 40% of our starting lineup has never been a part of it.
We have time for just one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from line of Mike Carman with Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Mike.
Probably in late January, you would have scoffed at this question, but do you feel good about your NCAA chances right now?
You're exactly right, Mike. But I feel good. I feel very good about our NCAA chances right now. Finishing tied for second in the conference, our RPI is up to 36. We had a very good strength of schedule in the non-conference season, and I think the committee always looks at who you challenged yourself with in the non-conference. At one point about a month ago, I'm not sure, I haven't looked lately, we had the toughest strength of schedule in the Big Ten Conference, so I feel very good about our chances.
And is there any common themes between this year and a couple years ago when you guys made the late push in February?
I'm not sure what the common themes are, other than that we kind of got on a roll and rode the momentum, and, you know, so much of athletics is confidence and you know, feeling good about where you're playing at that point, and, you know, we feel pretty good right now.
All right, Coach, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.
Thank you.